This week on the Digital Marketing Scoop, we're talking with Annalise Warren about how building relationships online can help you grow your business. Annalise, very welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
If you would, for everyone listening, tell us a bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. So my name is Annalise Warren, and I run a marketing agency for trades, home builders and trades, down here in Australia. We do have clients, you know, worldwide, but mostly down here. And I'm also a mum of three little ones. So obviously I work with a lot of, you know, speak to a lot of mums. And so about a year ago now, I started the Marketing Mentor Program, which helps give small business owners access to our agency team so that to support them in DIYing their own marketing. You know, the small businesses that can't afford agency budgets can still get some support from the team. That's what I do.
Cool. I suppose traditionally the trade space, so builders, plumbers, electricians, all that have been, I would say, quite hesitant to move online. In Ireland anyway. How have you found it in Australia?
It's still a lot like that, but the ones that are in, I think they're in. I think they're seeing more and more that word of mouth just isn't cutting it anymore, and that, you know, the sign on the side of the road isn't cutting it anymore, and flyers or magazines or whatever they were doing. So, we can show them good results. And so that's often enough if they're inquiring to kind of get them across the line.
Push them over the line. Yeah. It's a fantastic space. Like we've one client in the construction space. And it's in terms of digital marketing, it's a really fun space for us to actually work in. Just with all the imagery with regards projects and videos and client testimonials and the feedback from the customers across social media. For me, I suppose it's like any business really, but obviously the key to this is the relationship building between the client and the customer. Because I think there's so much trust needed for, you know, you're bringing someone into your home to do work for you. What kind of ways do you help those businesses establish trust with potential customers?
Yeah, so you're right. It's totally important because the product isn't really the house at the end of the driveway. The product is you. It's the experience. It's the service provider, and it's the personal touch that makes it different. That makes you different from the next home builder. It's the experience. It's how you work with them. So yeah, you're totally right that it's really, really important. And I think by actually reaching out and connecting, and in the way that you design your content, that can be reflected. And
I think as well, when the kind of construction space and stuff, because there's such a limited number, we'll say, well, here anyway, there's a limited number of people who actually are really active in the digital space, that it's actually very easy to stand out. It's very easy to get your testimonials across. It's very easy, especially in a market as well where I guess a lot of people would consider some companies cowboys, or, you know, potentially there's no trust there. So to begin with, it's a very flat baseline to start building trust, which is good and easy to stand out, I think.
Yeah, and it's important in all sectors. So within the Marketing Mentor Program, we don't work with tradies in there. We work with e-com and service-based businesses and graphic designers and VAs and, you know, all sorts. And it's important in any perspective, because that's going to be how you differentiate yourself, is through relationships, especially now when everyone's trying to be so low touch that if you're high touch and building that relationship, then you're going to stand out even more, because that's what people want. It's that authenticity. It's the connection.
Yeah.
In terms of the trades, what kind of content are ye either yourselves producing for them or pushing them to produce?
So on blog posts, we are talking about storytelling. We're telling stories about work that they've done with other clients or what is possible in the space right now, or, you know, we're trying to vision cast and help people to put themselves in that story. On social media, it's about showing who you are as a business, we think. So yeah, like, great, you can build a beautiful home, so can the next guy, but show me the team, show me, you know, the Sparky, the electrician smiling next to the light that he's just put in. Like, show me your faces. I just don't want to see, oh, there's a slab and there's a fence and there's a pool. Like, you need to show some of that behind the scenes. Here's them at, you know, at lunchtime in the smoker room. I don't know, I'm using all this Australian language. I don't know if it's going to translate.
Yeah, we don't have too many pools here.
It's much, much colder. Yeah.
But you're right. I think it is getting, it's that personal connection. If you can bring across the personality of the company or individuals within the company, and that goes for any business, I think, that sales process is going to be so much easier when, you know, that the potential client comes in to sit down with you and they feel like they know you already because they've been watching your content or reading your stories, and even maybe interacting with them or interacting with the people within the business. It makes such a massive difference. And I think that can sometimes, it can be difficult from our end as marketers to get that across to potential clients and what a difference that can actually make to a business.
Yeah, it does. Your content should do the work for you so that you don't have to go out there and hunt. They should be pretty sold already. Like, we should be looking at, thinking about the buyer process, that the buyer journey, and crafting the content around moving people from their initial perceptions and beliefs into what they need to think and know and believe about us in order to sign on the dotted line. And how do we do that with our content so that it speaks for us and it does all the work for us?
Yeah, and as well, I love it when I always think a client has clicked with it when they come in or they're talking to one of us and say, yeah, people just came in and they were chatting to me as if they knew me. Like, it was strange. And then it's like, well, actually, that's your content. It's from people thinking they actually know you, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's such a powerful relationship building tool.
Yeah, it is.
In terms of building that relationship or building the strategy to build a relationship, Annalise, is there any kind of key tools in the business that you use to help with that?
Well, for ourselves and for our clients, we say, look at your calendar and look at your staffing, like your resources, in terms of what can you actually do? What can we add in and what can you commit to doing? Because it is a relationship building thing and you don't just want it to be, oh, great, this week I'm reaching out and then I don't do anything for 3 weeks. So I think it needs to be consistent. So look at who's going to do it and what, you know, how much time they can commit to it. And then it depends really on who we're speaking to here, but you want to think about what do you have time for? What do you want? Who has what you want and what can you give them in return? So that you then know who you're reaching out to, why you're reaching out to them. And it's not just, you're not just asking for something because you can, but what are you giving them that is actually going to help them? And that could be your clients, your prospective clients, or it could be other industry people. So for example, if you're a home builder, are you going to work with a developer or a real estate agent or something like that and build relationships sidewards because they've got the connections that you would like to get in front of? Does that make sense?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it really does just come down to building those connections and building those relationships. And I suppose in terms of that, if somebody's listening right now and they're a carpenter, there or any kind of service-based industry, they have no website, they have no social media presence, because there are a lot of people in that space who are still in that situation. Mm-hmm. What kind of tips would you give them to kind of tip their toe into the water to get started kind of trying to build a relationship with people online?
I would say start social media because you're not going to need a website. I mean, you can do a free Google My Business site, and for tradies we find that's actually pretty effective. If you, you know, you can get a one page website that's enough for a tradie, for a carpenter or something, set up pretty quickly, because really it's, if you're going to want to build relationships, then start with social media and start showing what you're doing, and reach out to builders and real estate agents or developers or anyone, plumbers even, you know, like think about the people that are working with the people you want to work with. And then think too, what can you offer them, and how are you going to connect to them, and just reach out, be a good human, see, you know, connect tradie to tradie, or and hopefully then you're putting some content out there, and people can start to engage with that, and you can connect online. Like, social media is social. It shouldn't just be, here's a picture of the deck I built, here's a picture of the house I built, you know, here's a broken doorknob or whatever it is. But actually engage and use it as a tool where you start conversations and get to know people with it.
And that's a really good point as well, about, you know, connecting with people who, you know, have the same customers as you. So if you're the plumber, you know, you might want to get in touch with the electricians. And of course, you can potentially then leverage, if they're already on social media, leveraging their existing following to get your brand and your content out there more as well.
And leveraging their existing trust with people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's the online word of mouth.
It's such an exciting time, because we can get access just like that in, you know, the click of a few buttons, and be connected in with a whole other industry, or, you know, find out who's following the Master Builders Association or the relevant one in your area, and they're the tradies are. They're that, you know, it's so easy now. We're so lucky, and yet there's still so many people stuck. But I think if you do think long term and think, you know, high quality, then you can sort of think about where you should spend your time and money.
Yeah, for sure.
Brilliant. Annalise, if anyone listening would like to kind of find out more about you or your business, where is the best place for them to head to?
Sure. So the agency is custombuildmarketing.com. And then if you want to know more about me or the marketing mentor program, it's annalisewarren.com.
Brilliant.
Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
Hey everyone, Mark from Click here. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you haven't subscribed already, I'd love for you to go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or any of your favorite podcasting platforms. Type in the Digital Marketing Scoop and subscribe. That way you'll get notified anytime we put up a new episode. Thanks again for listening.